You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altra, there when it matters.
So joining me now is Brad Sachs, the joint CEO for Capital Appreciation Limited, which released their year-end results today. In a nutshell, revenue increased by 19.6%, EBITDA reduced by 9.8%, and full-year dividends increased by 6.3%. Good evening, Brad, and thanks for your time this evening. Take us through the discrepancy between the increase in revenue and the decrease in profits. What happened?
So, Kirby, thanks for having us on. The top-line growth that we posted reflects the underlying health of the business and the market share gains that we're getting from the business and the products and services that we're offering. We had two events which affected the profitability. One is related to investments that we made in infrastructure and capacity to support our growth. We've taken an accounting approach where we expense all items. We don't capitalize any items. So the expenditures associated with that investment came through our income statement in this period. So that's item one. And the second is we had a contractual relationship with one of our large banks clients that was a little bit different than this, the terms and conditions under which we operated with other banks. And we aligned them with the board. So we had an adjustment to the profitability as a result of that contractual renegotiation.
Right. So if I had to ask you, are you happy with this set of results and the way in which this year played itself out? You would confirm that? You would say that this was a good year for yourselves?
Yeah, I'd say it's a great year for us operationally, particularly in light of the economic climate in South Africa, posting 19% growth across all of our business units. I think was a testament to the effort of the team and work that they did.
Brad, I mean, I suppose the one thing is you're obviously bedding the business down and you're busy investing for future growth going forward. You mentioned the infrastructure, specifically in infrastructure, you know, for growth going forward. Can you take us through some of that investment and how you hope to profit from that going forward?
Yeah, so sure. We have two segments of our business. The one is a payment and payment infrastructure business, which deals with the payment networks across South Africa, and the other is our software and services business. Our payments business from the date of acquisition to today has grown from 32,000 devices to now over 140,000 devices. And so to be able to manage a fleet of devices of that size and increase our client base from one bank to all four banks, you need to have production facilities and call center facilities and all of the like, which can handle that increased volume. So those are the types of things that we invested in terms of capabilities for the payments and payment infrastructure business. In terms of our software and services business, that is a more human capital intensive business where we are investing in capacity and capability of people to do cloud migrations and RegTech deployments, and that is the investment that we have made, so hiring of lots of capable technical staff to ensure that we're able to deliver the service that we need at the synthesis services business.
Brad, the public is probably not a fay with exactly what capital appreciation does for a living. Maybe you just want to maybe use a physical example of exactly what you guys do and maybe pick some of the businesses, either DashPay, Synthesis or GovChat. Exactly what does the business do?
So our payments business is a business that fundamentally provides payment infrastructure and services to large banks across South Africa and also smaller banks in South Africa. So the devices that people would pay at using credit and debit cards at retail outlets, many of those that you see in the marketplace are ours, supplied by us, provided to the banks, all of the software that runs those devices that facilitates the transaction from the time the card is swiped to the time that you actually recognize that the money has been deducted from your account. Those are the types of services that we provide. Also, if you're part of a loyalty scheme that's connected to one of those devices, we run that service and infrastructure too. If the device goes down or there's a problem and the merchant has an issue, we can provide the repairs and maintenance and services associated with that and a call center to help remediate the problem. So, and we provide that service to the bank clients of ours who then on-sell that service as a package to the retailer in the marketplace. So that's a payment business. Software and services business has three legs to it. One is a digital enablement. So if you use a bank app on your cell phone, many of those developments are done by our team at Synthesis. The second piece of the business is regulatory reporting, so commonly known as RegTech. Banks have to report to the South African Reserve Bank on a regular basis a whole host of metrics. That's a measure of compliance. We provide the infrastructure and support for them to do that and the software to eliminate a lot of the overhead cost in doing that efficiently. And the third, which is our alignment with Amazon Web Services, is we facilitate web cloud deployment and cloud readiness of large institutions. And we are the most advanced accredited partner of AWS Amazon Web Services on the African continent, and have amongst our clients Standard Bank, Absa, Nedbank, Vitality Discovery, and a whole host of others.
Brad, take us through, I mean, I saw the investment that your business has in GovChat. Exactly what does GovChat do?
So GovChat is a very new initiative of ours. We came across GovChat as part of our BE, Enterprise Development Fund initiative. We came across this business that has a relationship with COCTA, which is a department, which is a division of the South African government, where they needed social engagement with the citizens of South Africa and have used GovChat as a platform to do that. And it is run and founded by a gentleman by the name of Eldred Yordane out of Cape Town, a very capable guy. They needed some funding. We think that there's a payments opportunity associated with that ecosystem of users that we engage with government, and we thought it was a really smart initiative for us to get behind. And so people can go on to WhatsApp and engage with your government through the GovChat portal.
Fantastic, thank you. I suppose as a parting question, and maybe my last question, is if you look at your payment business, I mean, there are really players in that space, the likes of a Visa and a MasterCard offer obviously a solution in there. How do you guys work with payment solutions such as that as well?
So Visa and MasterCard use our infrastructure to run. So it's not that we're competing with them by any measure at all. The Visa and MasterCard brands sit on credit and debit cards as a sign of universal acceptance. For those cards to be used, they need to be engaged with the infrastructure of South Africa, and they would run through our point-of-sale terminals, would run through our rails and our switching network into the bank clients that we service, and then that payment event will be reconciled by us through a billing engine, and whatever fancy stuff we want to do with that data we'll be able to do concurrent with that payment event. So we're not at all competitive with American Express, Diners, Visa, MasterCard, or any of those.
Well, that was Brad Sachs. He's the joint CEO for Capital Appreciation Limited, discussing their full year results this evening.